up to the Mishnah again, that from Dalhan base. So Shosh who Yaitzil Sakal was being led to be stoned by Hegdisha by Lev, and the owner tried to make it Hegdish, ain't a Mugdish. You can't make it Hegdish, it's no longer yours. It's also about, no, it's no longer yours. It's no longer yours to make it Hegdish. Shachtip, so you also shechted it, you cannot eat the flesh. Ve'im Achal Nigma Dina Hegdisha by Lev, before the Bezdin issued the Psak, you made it Hegdish. Mugdish, and even though as soon as the bezin gives a psak, the animal will get stoned, but at least in the meantime it's hegdish. Ve'im shachte psari mudi shachte the basar as mutter. Masrei l'shaymer chinamu l'shayil neisachal sech. He gave it over to these four shaymer. Nichnas utachas bailin. They replaced the owners, and whatever responsibility, the status the animal was, even though we had before, but the shus mashana. Here, wherever it is, the Baal is still there, so the shush hasn't changed, and they take over responsibility. So, mood, if the animal was a mood before they took over, Misham the Shalom, and Tam, Misham, Chatzinezik. Turn the Rabbanon, explain the first part of the Mishnah, Shosha, Hemis, Achalim, Yigadin, if an animal killed before the Gemardin, Mochre, Mocha, Yisail, the Valet Sail, IY, as soon as the Bezin gives a Gemardin that he has to be stoned. In the meantime, as we had before the Gemara, they can use it for work in plowing their fields, for the Daya. Hegdesha, imugdish. If you made a hegdish, it's a valid hegdish. And so until you kill the animal, you're moil. Shachtai, you shechted it. Sorry, mutter, the flesh is mutter. Hochazir shemer, the base baila, murza. If the shemer brings it back after the animal was sentenced to be killed, if the shemer brings it back to the original owner, it's a valid returning. When you took an animal, the animal was worth money, and now the animal was sentenced to be stoned, so the animal has no value, I still gave it back to him. It's a valid giving back. So let's see. Mishenigma dini, once the, sorry, and before the, this is talking about before the Bezni gave a sentence. So what I gave back was your animal you gave me. Oh, but once Mishenigma dini, once the Gemar din, Mokhrin, Mokhrin, Sana Seil, Hegdeshen, and Mugdir, Shochtim, Sori, Osir, Hegzida, Shori, Beis, Baila, and Mugzir. If you gave it back, you gave it back, because before you gave an animal worth something, now you gave an animal worth nothing, because once Bezni sentenced the animal to be stoned, it's Osir Bahana. However, Rabbi Yaakov says, "Af mishen nigma dinay herzerish herzirei shemir lebay lemurzif." He gave it back. It's a valid giving back. What's going on here? What's pshat in Rabbi Yaakov? What it means give it back? Lema, let us say, "Bahakum if gizmachleike is Rabbanon savri Rabban hold ein oimrin be isuri hanoa reishul chavanecha." By isuri hanoa, you can't say, "Here, take it back." He gave you something of value, and I gave him nothing back. And Rabbi Yaakov savri oimrin be isuri hanoa reishul chavanecha. You do say by isuri hanoa, "Here, this is what you gave me, and give it back to you." As Achreim explained, that maybe the Machlek is totally if Yisuri HaNoah is still the owners or not. If Yisuri HaNoah is still the owners, then you gave it back to him. If Yisuri HaNoah is totally Hefker, but has no owner, what do you give back?
In other words, if you're saying you give back, they don't know the Pasik.
No Pasik.
What do you mean?
Baal Shir Naki means the owner himself. Now it's Osir Ba Noah, he cannot use it. So that's called Naki. Naki Min Chosik. We had the... Yeah, that's all. Who said that's not his? But he just can't use it. Everyone agrees that's what you can't use. The question is it still ownership? Or is it mamash like Hefker? Big machlek the shame. You can't do it either, because now you're shus. You can't be machlek like Osabano, because everybody can't. Either because ain't the shus or because ain't the shukha. Rashi in Pesach Levom Beis, the Gemara says Shnei Dvarim are not your thing. Also, because you go to Rashi says Also Banor Ein Shaloi. It's a Machlekes Shainim in Sukkot of Lam Heim and Aleph. If what Isa No is by Esek there. Omar Rav says Rabbi, no, you can't make an argument. Kuli Amug, I can argue. Everyone holds Oimrim Be Yisuri. No, he says no. Hadesh L'Chol Vanecha. It's yours. You could say that because otherwise, Im Kain. If so, because otherwise, if an abundant here held by an animal, you cannot return it. Niflay, they should also argue. You got to come to Pesach. If I stole a bottle of Mashke from you and I bring it back to you on Pesach, which is worthless, I can say Hadesh L'Chol Vanecha. Look at why the abundant should argue and say no. Just like over the case of Eshayid. Allah over here, everyone agrees that what? That you could return it, but over here they're arguing begoimrin dina shashoy shaloy befonu kimikri. The Balabais can argue and say that according to Rabbanan, you ruined my animal, and therefore you can't give it back to me. What do you mean? The Rabbanan savri ain't goimrin dina shashoy ela befonu. by Chametz and Pesach, whatever happens with Chametz happened by itself. Here, you presented it to the Bezdin. So, and I wasn't available. Had I been available, Domali said he had died to Nella. If you'd have given to me, I would have taken the animal and hid it somewhere. The Bezdin never would have completed the sentence. They took it from you, or you gave it to them, and you couldn't help me. So therefore, you ruined my animal. That's why you have to pay. And Rabbi Yaakov Sover, Goymrin Dina Shashoy Shaloy Befonov, that no, they could have finished the din without him. The Amalei, Soif, Soif, Migma, Amalei Dina, they would have, like ex parte, they could have finished the din without you, and Bezin would have come and taken the animal on its own, and therefore, I did not contribute at all to the downfall of the animal, and here, take it back. What's the machlek? It's my time with the Rabbanu, why they say you cannot make it ex parte, because I show you, Sokol, the Gambayel of Yumas. It says in the Pasuk, you should stone the Shoyed, and the owner should be killed. What's the connection, the link between the owner and that? Whatever you do to the bailin, the way you judge the owners, that's how you judge the shirt. My bailin bifneim, avshay bifonav, just like the bailin, you cannot do ex parte. So to the animal, the owner has to be there. But Rabbi Yaakov bishle with bailin. Yeah, that's the same thing. Ex parte is the same thing.
Ex parte is two parties, I think, to dispute.
Yeah, but one party's not there.
Yeah, but in abstention means there's only one guy.
Same idea. Rabbi Yaakov Bishleim Bailim Bnei Tainu. Rabbi Yaakov says Bishleim Bailim. It's important why he should be able to be there, so he can represent himself and perhaps give us an excuse or explain what happened. Shoy Bar Tanozi. What's the shoy going to do? It makes a difference. What's he going to complain about? What's the shoy going to say? So therefore, it doesn't matter. We don't need the shoy. They don't need anything there. So we write most of the shame. It says the Mishnah, you gave it all to shame. Told him we learned that born nitzar tachas bailin ve'lehein. There are four shamim, and these are they: shame mechina and the shayil. Shame mechina is chayiv only for pshim negligence. Shayil is chayiv borrow is of everything, and noise sacher a seicher, and a noise sacher and a seicher. Now there's a machlekes regarding a seicher. What the din of a seicher is. That a seicher guy who rents, is he like a shem mechinim, and if he's only chayv for pshia, or is he like a shem mesocher and he's chayv also going to have veda? Okay, we don't. If I'm chayv, maybe we'll soon see. Now then he says here. Now what's the din over here? Hargu tamin haragid. If they were killed when they were tam, they get killed animal to a kofer, but they don't have to pay kofer just like with the owner. Muad if they were muad haragid, they get killed umishal min as a kofer. The shem has to pay the kofer. And the chayovin lahachzit the meshoy the bailiff. So there's two payments here. Payments to nizik, and they also have to reimburse the owner. They took an animal, and now the animal is going to get killed. So they have to pay also for the value of the shoy to the bailiff. Chutz meshoy mechinim, except for a shoy mechinim, except for the shoy mechinim. He doesn't. He's only chayiv. That's what he says. So Gemara, what's going on here? Hey, what do you mean? We're making a distinction between mechinim and everybody else. If the animal was protected, a good shmira, then they all should be potter. What do you want from them? I feel the cool namelift. They all should be exempt. They did a good shmira. Navas, if either line not, they did not do a good shmira, then I feel the shmira. Why is your mechinim exempt? It's also be chayv. I'm going to be answer. Sorry? Yeah, if it wasn't shmira, then you're negligent. How can I ask you what we're talking about here? The notre shmira pchusa v'loy notre shmira meula. He did a shmira pchusa. We'll see in the next mission. Big machlekes tonight if he did a shmira pchusa. Rabbi Meir says that shmira pchusa is not good enough for anything. Rabbi Yehuda says for a tam shmira pchusa is not good. For a muad, shmira pchusa is good. And Rabbi Elazar says that for a tam you need a shmira meula, and for a muad there's no shmira that will help. Shmira v'loy notre shmira meula. So shay mechinam. So regarding a shay mechinam, why do we say that he's potter? Because this wasn't a pshir. The fact is, he had a shmir b'chusa. Shmir b'chusa means you had a door that, under normal circumstances, would withstand the wind. If the wind comes stronger, then maybe one would stand it. But so that you can't call negligence. He had a lock on the door. So therefore, as far as the owner is concerned, there's two chiyuvim here: the shame of the klapi of the world, klapi of the nizik, and shame of klapi of the owner. The shame of klapi of the nizik, the shame of chinam has to pay kofer just like anybody else does. When we say that the shame of chinam is potter, we're talking about the gabi, the owner. As far as the owner is concerned, he wasn't a pshia, so therefore he's potter. Hanach, the other ones, like kolsa shmir also, they didn't satisfy their shmir completely. Because they have to be more careful. The chayif gneiva, they have to be more careful, not only a pshia. I take extra precautions, and therefore the so like Neva Veda.
If he did a large shmira, No. So we said Gabi the Nisi, he's chayev.
Okay, like anybody else.
Because the Balabos will be chayev exactly in the same circumstance, yeah. Also, whatever it is.
That's right.
He shut the door, but he showed you.
Broke through. Yeah, exactly. But as far as the chayev, Gabi the owner, he wasn't a pesheh. Very mother, come on. This Braise, who's author of the Braise? Because there's two parts. One part is where we throw in the Shemus, we say Chinam is the only exception, which means that a Shemus Sacher and a Secher are the same. And so that's one opinion. And then there's other opinion here that Shmira Pchusa is good enough, seems to be another opinion. And more explains. Amri, come on, who's author of the Braise? Iker Abmeir, the Amru says, that a Secher. Iske Shemus Chinam, the Amir, Abmeir, hold that a Secher. Right, somebody who hires is like a shem mechinam. Then listen, chutz m'shem mechinam v'haseichin. Then the exception, not only a shem mechinam, seichin is the same thing. They're only chayif pshia. The ikar Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, seichin k'nei zacher. If Rabbi Yehuda said that seichin like a zacher, needs to let it say chutz m'shem mechinam. Let it say. If you say it's like a zacher, it says kulon. But then you said kulon b'muadin. When it comes to a mu'ud, the potter regarding kaifer, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if you did a shmir pchusa for a mu'ud, it's good enough. Why does the Rabbi say that? It's actually neither than this Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, who says regarding shmir, the ainle shmir al sak, when it comes to a mu'ud, there's no shmir whatsoever. It will help. That's why we don't talk about kaifer. But in the so like Rabbi Yehuda. Seich is Rabbi Yehuda that a shem b'chinah is the only exception, that a seich is like a shem b'sachah. Dama, seich is a sachah dami. Abai says no. Elam kara meyer, kara machli. Rabbi Ravu, but we'll swap the names around like Rabbi Ravu. Tony, you learn. Soichi keitzad. What's the din of a soichi? Mishalim, he has to pay. Rabbi Meir says, how does he pay? Rabbi Meir says, k'shem mesachen. That's the halach shem mesachen. Therefore, this price says Rabbi Meir completely. He holds like a shem mesachen. He holds that you need a shmir mula. And if you don't shem chinam, Omer Abloza says, Mosa shoyre the shem chinam. If you gave your shoyre to shem chinam, hezik chayiv. Following case, if the animal was mazik, you were chai, but whose of the animal got hurt, potter ya potter. Why should there be a difference if you're a shamer, if the animal goes out and goring others, you're responsible, but the animal became a victim, you're exempt. Why exempt? If you take over responsibility, you should be responsible either way. I mean, what are we talking about? Either Kabbalah, Shmin, Zuck, if he took upon his responsibility, then I feel who's ignoring the chai. Then if it's a victim, why shouldn't he be responsible? No, but like Kabbalah, Shmin, Zuck, he didn't take it upon himself, then I feel he's ignoring the potter. Even if he caused damage to others, he should be potter. Rav says, Rav, I'm talking about Shekibul Allah Shmir is Nizakov. He did take upon himself that he will watch out that he shouldn't gore others. He knew the animal sometimes gets in a frenzy and hurts others. Therefore, when he said, I'm taking responsibility, what he meant was what he knew, that if the animal goes out goring, that he'll make sure the animal does not go out and gore others. But why would he even think, envisage another animal come and gore his animal? If you don't spell it out, that doesn't mean you accept responsibility for the animal becoming a victim. Because had the animal been so mali malachamov, mali hoch, mali hosam, you would also have been a victim. I never took responsibility for that. It's like an accident. Make sure that he doesn't get hurt, but from another animal. He would have to pay back for the pet on the animal. Now we can tell the owner. He tells them right now. He tells the bottle owner, "Here's your animal. Ah, it's dead now. Okay, it's an accident. Shoyle wouldn't work. We're not talking about a shoyle because shoyle is chayv for einsin. But a shoyim is socher and a socher who's chayv only for gineva and not for accident. This being hurt, a victim is an accident. So they're potter. There's a machlekes in the achreinim. How's it work? Does the mazik pay the shoyim and the shoyim then reimburses the balabas, or the mazik paid directly to the balabas? Or something with me. I never took responsibility for this. Mishnah. Kosher balab maseder. Let's say he tied up the animal with a rope. You know, von Gero, and he closed the door properly, which is a shmir pchusa. Closed the door properly is only a shmir pchusa. Strong wind can break it. And the yotze, the hezik, an animal went somehow or another burst through the door, and he went out and caused damage. Echad tam bechemu chay, you're chay because a shmir pchus is not good enough. You need a much stronger. If you have animals inside your barn, you need much stronger double locks and all that. Divrei Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda says depends. When it comes to a tam you're chayiv for shmir pchus, but a muid, which is hard to understand in logic, a muid is potter unless it's even for shmir pchus you're potter because there's a custom. Remember, it says. By a mu'ud, it says, if you knew the animal was a goring animal from yesterday, the day before, and the owners didn't guard it. What do you mean, and the owners didn't guard it? that the Torah is trying to tell you, only if the owner didn't got it. V'shamar who's there. The fact is, there's a shmir b'chusa. That's you can't say the owner didn't got it. So by a muad, you are potter. Rabbi Lezer says, ain lo shmira ela sakin. When it comes to a muad, when it comes to a tam, I agree with a mayor, you need a very strong shmira. Comes to a muad, the only way to protect your animal is other animals from your animal is killing your animal, shechting it. That's it. If anything happens to the animal, I don't care how many locks you have, you are responsible. Says more my time, but I may. What's a mayor svara? Ksavad he holds stam shvarim, an average animal lav becheskas shimur kaimei. An animal, generally, people don't take care of their animals. V'omer Achmon, and the Torah says tam. When it comes to tam, the chayy tam it goes out and gores. You chayv. And then the boy leishmir b'chusas. What do you mean chayv? Because you didn't watch it. Stam animals, people don't watch. They think animals are all domesticated. They take their eye off the animal. So Torah is responsible because you should have done something. What's something? What's the first thing of something? The first notch is a shmir b'chusas. Have a door, a locked door. Hader amad ben muwe. The Torah says v'leishmenenu, that whatever you did for tam is not good enough. V'le, it's still considered v'leishmenenu. Didn't watch it. And the boy lay another Tera saying we need a better shmita than what you did by Tam shmita mula. So we know that by a muad you need a shmita mula. Then the yalif negichal the tam negichal muad, and then we compare, we equate tam to muad and say just like by a muad we need a shmita mula, by tam also need a shmita mula. That's a mer because he holds a stam shvarim you don't watch at all. So when the Tera starts talking, he's trying to raise a notch first shmita b'chusa then shmita mula, and then you compare the two. However, Rabbi Yehuda Sova stam shvarim becheska shiva kaimer. Rabbi Yehuda holds just the opposite. Generally speaking, every person minds his animals. At least Shmira Chusa.
Is a man saying the reason you have to Shmira the Tam just as much as a Mu'ud is because the Tam will become a Mu'ud and therefore.
No, because it's a Shava. Once the Tater tells you by Mu'ud what kind of Shmira you need, and we compare Tam to Mu'ud, it's a Shava, and therefore whatever din by Mu'ud is by Tam. Shmira Mu'ud.
So, he's saying that the chayre, even for a tam, you should have had.
That's what we learn.
Nezik shalim, but the Torah Rachmanus and Yanni.
Love dafka. Love this. Word may works on both shittas. We're talking about not. We're not talking about the behavior of the animal. We're talking about behavior of the owner now. They were talking about the behavior of the animal. The animal is a goring animal. You should realize that or not. Here we're saying talking about the behavior of the balabas. People generally think that their animals are domesticated.
So shouldn't the behavior of the balabas?
That's all.
Commensurate with what
damage
has to pay?
No, because as far as your responsibility is concerned. Talking about your responsibility. I told you last time, in Ezekiel, there's two sides. There's always there's the animal we focus on Balabas. And Achraim generally work their way through the whole Masechta, what's the main focus? Here, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, others are a little differently, we're focusing now on the Balabas. Comes along Abihud, and he says, no. Every person is responsible to Amarukum that they will have some kind of a shmir there. And Yechayiv, and yet the Torah says Yechayiv by Tam. Luchayi had a shmir b'chusa. The Torah says Amar Achmona Tam Nishalom. Why? The Torah is not happy with the shmir b'chusa. Then the boy the shmir mula. So what do we know by Tam? The first notch above what you normally do, you need a shmir mula. Then Hadv Amar Achmona v'lo yishmerena, and then the Torah says that you don't have to watch Gabbai Muad. The Navile Shmina Mula Taita says the Vilayishma didn't watch it good enough. That means again you need a Shmina Mula. You normally do a Shmina Mula, so you have two dibuyim for Shmina Mula. By time we know you need a Shmina Mula, that's why we're charging you. And the Taita yet labels that the Shmina Mula as Lo Yishmina, and that means we need a Shmina Mula. And we have a klal, Ein Ribui Acha Ribui Ela Lamayit. Whenever the Taita is Marba twice, it's Taifaket. You don't need it. It comes to mind. What? Me attack cause the Taylor says, you know what? The Shmira Mula. You don't need a Shmira Mula by Mu'ud. So by Tam, you keep the original, which is the first Ribui, and the second Ribui is the Ein Ribui Achribi Alamayit. So by Mu'ud, we go down a grade, or you need a Shmira Mchusa. Let's say in the Gichel Tam, we find the word Yigach by Tam and Yigach by Mu'ud. The Shava Ramei compares the two. Why don't we do the same thing? It says in the pasuk, "V'loy yishmerenu," and he didn't guard the Bailam didn't guard it. So we say "lezev v'loy la'acher," that only over here, the Tate is saying clearly that over here we don't learn zay shava. Over here, you don't need a shmir mula, a shmir b'chusa for muad good enough. Very much. Well, my boy, le lav. More shmir by tam than by muad. It's a kasef. We need Leishmena to teach you a lav, to tell you that you're chayv, yeah? So there's nothing extra here.
Imkei nichto rachmana v'lo yishmoy. You would know there's a lava that you didn't watch it. My v'lo yishmerenu. That only over here we say that that you don't need a strong shmita but a weak shmita. Tanya, come along a third opinion of Yaakov. We have a fourth opinion. A blessed man Yaakov, he holds that not only by muad helps the shmita b'chusa, but even by a tam helps the shmita b'chusa. My timer, what's this for? So he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that by muad b'shmita b'chusa sagel. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that one that by muad b'shmita b'chusa good enough. But he does believe in the geishava. The yalif negichel atam b'negichel muad. He has geishava. Once we know that by muad b'shmita b'chusa is sufficient, and you're potter, then we go back to muad and say the same thing. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Abad, but Abad made a comment. Bloy potter Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if you did a shmita b'chusa, you're potter. It's only the muad part of the animal. It's had her dosh sheboy. Avotzat Tamuz, when it comes to the Tam side, is Tamuz ben b'koymei medes. When it comes to the Tam side, the Tam stays in its place. We had this a few times already before in the Masechta, which basically means he holds that a mu is not perhaps a new animal. The Tam remains a Tam, but you add another 50%. So 50% of the animal you put it from because you did a Shemir B'chusa, that's the mu. But the Tam side, you're chayiv, until you did a Shemir Mula, you're chayiv.
What does he hold when you have the difference between Shabbos and these other things when there were changes?
No.
We said there's a difference. So there was the fact that the animals can see completely Shabbos or whatever. But there's a new balabos.
Yeah.
We said the nature of the animal changes.
So they go back to Tam. I mean, that everybody agrees. But the animal goes back to Tam or not. But here he's just talking about, we had before a chakira that, but what about Ma'aliyah? When we say that the Tam you get the Gufa and the Mu'id you get Ma'aliyah, was it Rabbi Yehuda hold it? The same thing over there applies as well? Or not? How far do we take it? Omar Rav says, Rav, Mu'id Lekeren, Yemin, Eina Mu'id Lekeren, Smail. If the animal is a Mu'id to only gore with its right horn, doesn't automatically make a Mu'id to gore with his left horn. So with the left horn, he's a Tam, and with the right horn, he is a Mu'id. And therefore, you pay on your chatinazik. Amri, we say, Eliba, the man. And the Svadi as well, because the most animals are righties, and righty is stronger than the left side, like a person. And therefore, if he's a Mu'id on the right side, that's the stronger side. Doesn't make him a Mu'id on the left side. You punch somebody in the right hand, you don't punch somebody in the left hand, for example. Says the Gemara. Should we stop here reading? It's already written with Stotzer Sugar.